And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
Have we lost the ability to make sculptures now? Like, did something happen somewhere down the line? Because, you know, I've been to Paris, okay? And I've been to the Louvre, which is arguably the most famous art museum in the world.
Can't believe your name is a snooty voice while doing
No need to be snooty.
Well, Paris and the Louvre, kind of snooty.
No, it's really not. It's just another city on the planet that anyone can go to. It turns out you don't have to have like $1 billion to get into Paris. It's just the city you can go to. And the Louvre is just a museum you can go to. You give them some money, you walk in the door, and you see an incredible collection of art and history. It's pretty spectacular. In fact, if you ever get the chance, I advise you to go. I've been to the Louvre. And one of the magnificent things about the Louvre is that it is filled with sculptures. Sculptures from the ancient Greeks and Romans, the ancient Egyptians. And some of them are mind-blowing in the amount of detail. There was one I remember. I can't remember the title of it. But there was one, though, where it was from the ancient Romans. It was depicting a scene out of Greek mythology, and it's a man picking up a woman, carrying her away. And if you look up close at the sculpture, where his fingers are in her thigh, the artist actually carved an indentation into her skin. It looks as if it's fingers pushing into a thigh. It's unbelievable. There are some of them where the sculptors in the hands of their subjects actually carved the cuticles into marble. You can see the cuticles on fingernails of these sculptures. They're incredible, which is why it is so gosh darn fascinating to me that we have completely lost the ability to capture humans in sculptures anymore. And if you're not on the stream, join us there right now, because what you will see if you come there is the sculpture that is allegedly of Dwayne Wade from the Miami Heat that was unveiled outside of the Heat Arena over the weekend. And I am going to say, as a not art critic, because I will say this, as much as I appreciate art, enjoy art, go out of my way to see art, I also don't really have an eye for it, right? Now, I'm going to say this. Modern art is bull, okay? You're not gonna throw a can of paint at a canvas and tell me that it's worth $1 billion. I believe that modern art is nothing more than money laundering. For real. But fine art, classical art, yeah, I appreciate.
Art's very subjective. They say beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Art is definitely the proof of that, because what one person looks like and goes, what in the world is that? Someone else may go, yeah, this speaks to me. You know, that sort of thing.
And I've been there, I've done, okay? For instance, my favorite painting of all time is Van Gogh's Starry Night. I have it everywhere in my life. In fact, if you look at the wedding photos, the liner on the inside of my suit jacket is Van Gogh's Starry Night. It is my favorite painting. It from the perspective of both the artist and the subject, it is something that I see it and it evokes emotion, which is the point of art. Okay? Big art guy. What you're not going to do is paint a black stripe down the middle of a white canvas and go, doesn't this speak to you? Yeah. Says to me, you're lazy as hell, painter. Says to me, you're a piece of crap, is what it says to me. All right?
It says to me, someone said, watch this, I'll sell this.
And I bet I get some rich jackass to give me $1 billion for this. And they did. Y'all, I swear to you, I don't think there's it's money laundering. All right? That's just all it is. Being a modern artist has got to be the easiest job. How did you come up with this? Out loud, you say, I channeled my rage and my depression into the paintbrush and I made sure that I would. In real life, he says, took a paint roller, put it in the black paint, and then I rolled it. And that's $1 billion. Cha-ching. Anyway, I have seen sculptures of people that are incredible. Here's what I'm going to say. Between this and the Cristiano Ronaldo sculpture, you remember the Ronaldo sculpture? Have you ever seen that one? Great one. If you haven't, do me a favor. Just run a quick Google search of Ronaldo sculpture.
I'm not going to. I've seen it before, but here's the problem, because I'm not into soccer. I could look at it and go, yeah, that looks like him. So in this case, I know Dwayne Wade. I've watched him for years. So this one, I definitely get.
Cristiano Ronaldo is not only one of the most famous athletes on the planet.
Hey, don't be offended that if you walked in the room, I wouldn't know who he is.
Okay. Cristiano Ronaldo is one of the most famous people, not athletes, people on planet Earth. And objectively one of the most handsome. Cristiano Ronaldo is like, if he's like a create a character, if the objective of the game was to be as sexy as possible and you were making a dude character, it'd be Cristiano Ronaldo. Okay? It just would. The sculpture they made up of Cristiano Ronaldo a few years ago makes it look like Cristiano Ronaldo got hit by a bus, but only in the face. All right? It's the most ridiculous thing. And now the Miami Heat rolled out this Dwayne Wade sculpture. It looks more like, who was it, Zoe? Was it Kyrie Irving a couple of years ago that had the old man character where he put on the old man makeup and he'd like go to Rucker Park? Yeah, Uncle Drew. Yeah. It looks more like Uncle Drew than Dwayne Wade.
No. What this looks like, and people have put comparisons up, is Morpheus in the chair when he's screaming. That's a good one too. Yep. They put side by sides. It looks just like that.
That's a good one.
Here's the problem with this. This looks nothing like him at all. I mean,
not at all.
Yeah, there's no part of this. I mean, maybe the body looks like him, but the head, none of it looks like him at all. And it's like, okay, if they brought that out and you didn't have the Miami jersey on it, who would you think it was? Dwayne Wade is not the person who comes to mind.
If his jersey didn't say Miami 3 on it, it was just a blank jersey, and you put this up and said, who's his basketball player? I'd get it wrong. That looks more like Ray Allen than Dwayne Wade. That looks more like Ray. That looks more like Bruce Bowen than it looks like Dwayne Wade. All right? It just looks like
Bruce Bowen's
the bow tie.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Also the third dirtiest player in the history of the game. Look, I don't know what this is. Here was my favorite part of there were two parts that jumped off the page at me when this video came across the timeline for me last night. So two parts. Number one, they did this whole presentation and when it was time for the reveal of the statue, they like blew out a bunch of smoke and they pulled back the two wall structures that were in front of the sculpture. And Dwayne Wade was the closest to it. And of course the cameras were on D Wade as he saw not D Wade for the first time. And you could see on his face. You could see it. He was like, for real? And then after his completely nothing reaction to the revelation of his statue of not him, he goes and he sits down while they're going to do like the speeches about how much everybody loves Dwayne Wade. And there's a clip, great one. I don't know if you've seen it yet. There's a clip of him sitting next to his son, okay? And he sits down next to his son and the son's kind of like leaned over, like covering his face, right? And he looks back at Dwayne Wade and Dwayne looks at him and like he's not like shaking his head because he can't, right? He can't outright express disapproval of this sculpture.
Well, he could.
Yeah, but it's kind of like when your grandmama gives you an ugly ass sweater for Christmas and your mom's like, you say thank you.
No, it's not like that at all. No, this is a statue that's supposed to look like you. Isn't there like someone who was consulted on this?
So
who said, hey guys, who is this? Because this is not Dwayne Wade.
They showed Dwayne and his kid, and his kid, who was just obviously trying not to laugh his ass off, turns around and looks at Dwayne Wade, and it gives him like the big open eyebrow expression. In that moment, 100%, I thought he called that shot. He's like, Dad, this thing ain't gonna look nothing like you. Nothing like you, Dad. And Dwayne looks at him with that nonverbal look of, bro.
Oh, so you think there was some side money on that?
No, I think his kid was like, Dad, you're gonna get Ronaldo'd. And because they're Dwayne Wade's big soccer guy too. I bet his son was like, Dad, you're gonna get Ronaldo'd. Dwayne's like, nah, I'm Dwayne Wade. They're gonna do me right.
What if his son was the consultant on the sculpture?
There's no way. Listen, I would not let this statue go up of Dwayne Wade if I hated Dwayne Wade. If I was the biggest D Wade hater in the game, I still would not let this one go up. This is asinine, dude. It's ridiculous. It does not look at all like Dwayne Wade. When it came up on my timeline, the first tweet I came across had a photo of just the face, right? And it just said, the statue has been revealed or something like that. And it showed the face. And legitimately, I was like, who are the Heat doing a ceremony for today? It's not Ray Allen, but like, it kind of looks like Ray Allen. Is it Ray Allen? Ray Allen was in Miami, but for like a minute, right? Wasn't he with the Heat for a minute? Maybe it's Ray Allen. And then I scrolled to the next picture and it showed Dwayne Wade. And I still was like, oh, they brought Dwayne Wade out to honor whoever this is. That's nice. Immediately in my head, I'm like, this must be be one of those like 1980s basketball players that I just don't remember, right? Like, this has got to be one of those players that I just can't remember who it is. It's got to be. It can't be anybody else. And then I scrolled again and it's like the tweet was, I think it was from Barstool, and it's like, we promise you are not ready for the Dwayne Wade statue reveal. And I was like, oh, they must be doing his next. They must have pulled this guy's out and they're going to do Dwayne's next. And then it showed Dwayne looking at the statue, so, and I'm like, get out of here.
You're more positive than me. I saw it this morning. I was like, man, he got. They messed it. It's just got to be one of those shows. I mean, because a lot of those shows are coming back were prank shows. I just thought he got pranked. That's what I thought. And what a great prank that was. It would have been a better prank if they opened the statue and it was LeBron. But still, I mean, I don't know who that guy is, but it's got to be a prank. And first it's not.
Off,
it's real.
First off, if you're going to make a statue like that, don't you do like one of the iconic Dwayne Wade poses, right? The one I'm going with is the one after he threw the oop to Braun in that, you know the picture I'm talking about? That incredible, I know I did. I posted that picture last night. This picture right here. If you're not on the stream with us, join us on the stream, facebook.com/TheFanUpstate, TheFanUpstate on YouTube, The Rob Brown Show on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitch. I thought they'd go with this pose right here, right? Like, that seems to be the pose that you would go with there. So the fact that they didn't and they went with this pose is just mind-numbing to me. I saw that and I'm like, first off, they put like the jawline they put on this guy makes it, you know that Chad meme on the internet? You know what I'm talking about? Like with the big ripped guy and he's got the gigantic jaw. It looks like that. This looks like an internet meme version of Dwayne Wade.
All right, so tap outs and touchdowns just sent us a tweet next of a side-by-side with Antoine Walker, and it looks more like Antoine Walker.
Okay, I'll go look at that immediately. I, like, genuinely, as soon as I saw it last night, I'm like, what the hell is that? Who are we honoring here? And I get it, because
it also looks a little bit like Candyman, but I don't
really know who else to say it looks like. This is a pretty good. I wonder if the sculpture, like, did the sculptor know who Dwayne Wade is, or did he have someone describe Dwayne Wade to him and he just gave it his best shot?
It's artist perception, maybe. I don't know.
You know, I am.
Maybe we need to find out who the sculptor is and see if they've done any other famous people and how close they were on those sculptures. Does it say the sculptor's name?
This is like if the sculptor was going to make a statue of Bradley Cooper and then it looked like me. Like, nah, no. That's not Dwayne Wade. That's not Dwayne Wade. That's 100% Antoine Walker. Now that I look at it, that's 100% Antoine Walker. This was the... When I tell you that I saw this come across the social media last night and I genuinely laughed out loud. Like, right. Genuinely, literally.
It was
literally
created by Rotblat Amrani Studio Sculptors.
Rotblat?
With two T's.
And Ronnie?
Amrani. Amrani.
I agree. It's
Amri Amrani and Oscar Leon were the sculptors. Well, it's got a thing on it. You gotta go Leon.
All right. I'm looking at... all right. So they apparently, great one, they apparently did the infamous statue of Michael Jordan that's outside of the arena in Chicago, which is probably the most famous basketball sculpture of all time. And a good one. It's a site of pilgrimage. And it's a good one. How in the world did the people do that also did whatever the hell this is? They also... Oh my God. Wait. It can be one-upped. Hang on. Everybody come to the stream and let's play one quick game of... What the hell is that? You ready? I'm going to put you a picture up on the screen without cheating. Lonzo, who's that? Quick, who's that?
Herm Edwards.
Dude, that's Kobe Bryant, allegedly.
I mean, that's what he was still alive when he's 59 or something, maybe. The hairline, I don't know.
This is allegedly Kobe Bryant.
You know what, though? You can see some Kobe in that.
No!
Yeah, you can.
No!
Like, you can't see any Dwayne Wade in that. You can definitely see some Kobe in that.
I cannot see any Kobe in that.
Yeah, around the jawline and the mouth, for sure I see it.
Bro, you know what I see there? What I see there is Kobe Bryant had Kobe Bryant starred in a horror movie about a basketball gym that was haunted by Kobe Bryant. That's what I see there. Now, at this point, I'm just going to keep it up so we can scroll around some of these other images that were created. This is Fergie Jenkins. How? Like, who are these people that they keep getting these jobs?
You don't Fergie.
I do. It was a Cubs guy. Ryan said this. All right. This is the closest I've seen so far. far of Rhino. This is Ryan Sandberg. This is the closest so far.
First glance for me, I thought it was Pete Rose.
I think that's kind of the point. Oh, here's the logo, Jerry West. This one's almost respectable, at least. That's respectable.
Yeah.
At this point, I can live with respectable. See how we do on Mike Modano's face. That's not bad. Hey, you know who that looks like? That doesn't look like Mike Modano. That looks like
Slapshots.
That looks like Dollar. Oh, why can't I see the? That looks like Dollar Store Hulk Hogan.
No, it looks like Paul Newman.
How the hell are these people getting jobs? How are they still able? Oh, is this Harry Carey? Please tell me this is Harry Carey. It is.
All right, that looks like John Madden.
Yes.
I mean, that may be the closest one they've done, but it also looks like John Madden.
Somebody just said. Somebody just said the jawline rivals the prison villain from Tango and Cash. Robert Zadar was the actor. If you want to Google Robert Zadar, but yes, I would say arguably the most famous jawline that shouldn't be famous. Robert Zadar. That's a great text.
I really love that movie, by the way. I think it's underrated.
So you know who he's talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, it nails it. It nails it. Texter said that was the non-NBA licensed version of Miami Guard number 3. It really was. Remember back when, you remember back when NCAA football didn't yet have the rights? There was no NIL. So when you logged in, you played as Clemson quarterback number 2. And it was always a dude who would like very loosely resemble the person that was playing football, right? Like it'd be Clemson quarterback number 2. And it would be a guy who like vaguely looked like Cade Klubnik. Far enough away that they couldn't be accused of using Cade Klubnik's, you know, name, image, and likeness. They could put him in the game without putting him in the game. EA Sports, it's kind of in the game. This is exactly what that is. Good text. Text just said the Ronaldo sculpture fiasco ruined it for everyone. So here's my thing. Shouldn't it have gotten better after that? Like with the absolute controversy that they went through with that sculpture. In fact, I'll even just for the lulls, I'm gonna put that one up on the stream too, so you can see. I want you to see what we are talking about here. Just for the lulls, Lonzo, here's the sculpture of Ronaldo next to Ronaldo. All right? No.
That's not real.
No. I swear to you.
That's not real.
After he won the Ballon d'Or like the 73rd time or whatever for the best soccer player on the globe.
What was that award called again?
Ballon d'Or. It's the MVP of all of soccer. Just the sport as a whole. All right. They unveiled this statue of Cristiano Ronaldo and it got so much backlash. They literally took it down, destroyed it and put up a new one. That's how bad it was. Shouldn't it have gotten better after that? Like shouldn't it have gotten better? If you are a sculptor and you are contracted to do a likeness of a beloved professional athlete and you knew that this happened and the reaction to this was a quite literal global phenomenon. I remember when this sculpture got unveiled because it was literally the only thing Twitter talked about for like 12 hours. It was just constant dunking on this statue, which made one of the most objectively handsome men in the world look like he got hit in the face with a brick.
So do they not understand that there's 3D imaging that you can do now and that people do on video games and things like that where they, you know, take images of and then they turn it into...
Look, I am fine. I am fine because humans are naturally artists.
They had a 3D printer thing at Comic-Con Junior Sunday where you could have a miniature of yourself made and they would 3D image your entire body and then they would turn it into a 3-inch figure, whatever you wanted.
I am fine.
Why are these guys not doing something like that?
Here's why. It is because even as someone who not only do I think that AI and 3D printing is super cool. It's just cool. It's objectively cool. I have been tooling around with AI for the past couple of weeks because it's more accessible than ever. I have been tooling around with AI for the last couple of weeks trying to come up with different angles that I could utilize it to enhance this show, to enhance my brand, to enhance the station's brand. And I think it's great. But as much as I love AI, When it comes to art, as much as I love 3D printing, when it comes to art, there is to me something inherently invaluable to human-made art, to something
that
comes.
I completely agree with you because that comes from the soul and all this. But these statues are not should not be artists' perceptions of the athlete. They should be an exact depiction of that person, just like the busts in Hall of Fames. Just like it should be an exact duplicate of that person.
So here's where it comes from for me. There is something when you are going to pay homage to someone. There is something meaningful in having a master of their trade take the time and the energy and the effort to apply their mastery of that thing to dedicating that thing to you. There is something about a sculpture of a person you are paying homage to for their accomplishments, their achievements, whatever, and making them, in a way, immortal. You are immortalizing this person to some degree, right? And to have someone go through to take the time and apply their trade to make that, there's something to it. But yeah, it should look like that person, right? It should look like that person. It's fine if you want to 3D print your face onto a Dungeons and Dragon mini to use. That's one thing. But if you are paying homage to someone who meant the world to you or your family or your business or your team or whatever, to have someone apply their trade, there is some inherent beauty in this is the work of human hands and ingenuity that went into immortalizing this person for future generations to see. There's something beautiful about that that I don't think you can get out of 3D printing a sculpture. I'm very pro 3D printing. In fact, and I'm hoping this catches on. I am very interested down the line in investing in this. There is a community in Austin, just outside of Austin, Texas, that is 3D printing houses. They can 3D print like a 4-bedroom house for like $75,000. And the thought is, if this tech is invested in and generated in a way that it's easily accessible, we could cut the housing cost of this country in half just by 3D printing homes. And you can't look at them and go, oh, that's shoddy. They're concrete. It 3D prints with concrete, and then you go back in and you smooth it, you finish it, you paint it, it just looks like a house, right? I'm all in. But there's something when it comes to art, and I do think that this is in its base form art. There's something about it that you can only get through the work of a human being who put the time and energy and effort and learning into how to do it. And so when you create Dwayne Wade in a way that he looks like the bad guy from Tango and Cash and not Dwayne Wade, it kind of sucks all the beauty out of that, right? Because now, the next time, when they inevitably take this down, when they inevitably take this statue down and they vote to replace this statue, and they do, you think the next statue unveiling is going to have the same meaning to Dwayne Wade and his family? No. To the Heat fans that went out of their way to be there for that? No. To the dignitaries that came out to celebrate Dwayne Wade? No. To the Miami Heat to recognize Dwayne Wade for all he did for the Heat? No. It's been lost because of this. It's. I know that this isn't something that a lot of you care about, but man, it bothered me that you got a legend like Dwayne Wade who went out of his way to do this, and that not one person in the Heat organization saw this statue and went, no, not just no, but hell no. That's not Dwayne.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.